This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We do a lot of stories on this program about the commodities business. You got your corn, you got your apples, you got your soybeans, you got your guar. Wait, you got your guar? Yes, guar. It's a little bean plant, and its recent rise and even more recent fall are a good lesson in how different industries, in this case food and fracking, are sometimes connected. Nova Sappho takes it from there.
You may have never heard of the guar bean, but I bet you've eaten it. It's an additive in lots of things you'll find at the supermarket.
Okay, so we're in the frozen aisle, and we're going to check out a
tub of Cool Whip.
And there it is, guar gum, some Neapolitan ice cream. This has guar gum, too.
Guar is what we call an emulsifier.
That's Calvin Trossel. He's a professor of agriculture for Texas A&M University and an expert in guar.
Guar is somewhat like a soybean plant. It has pods up and down the main stem.
And it's used to thicken foods. A little bit of it turns water into gel. That's why it's also used in fracking, in the solution that's pumped into the ground. So when fracking took off, so did the price of guar.
Last year, it was kind of like a revolution.
Curtis Erickson is a farmer in the high plains of North Texas.
Price was that we knew we could plant it and farm it and make money at the end of the day. And we were very excited.
With good reason. At its peak, the price of guar was up 35-fold. So Texas farmers saw an opportunity. Erickson and his neighbors grew lots of the plant, some $20 million worth. But India and Pakistan, which grow 98% of the world's guar, managed to catch up with the demand. Oil companies stopped hoarding it, and the price dropped. The one and only company in the U.S. that could handle raw guar couldn't pay the Texas farmers what it had promised them.
There's a lot of farmers that I'm aware of that borrowed money last year to farm the guar on, and since they didn't get paid back, they in turn couldn't pay their banks back, then the bank will come looking to collect somehow.
The farmers have taken their case to court. The U.S. guar plant that owes them money is now bankrupt. Dennis Sison is a commodity analyst who's been watching the guar market for decades. With the U.S. historically having little to no supply chain for processing raw guar, Sison says India and Pakistan remain the major suppliers.
Competing with costs of production in low-cost areas like India and Pakistan have always presented a problem. And I don't see that source of supply is going to be very different in the near future.
Farmer Curtis Erickson is hopeful, though. He's planted a small quantity of guar again this year. He says he wants to be ready in case the guar market in the U.S. bounces back. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.